864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Everybody, welcome back into the show. I apologize for the technical difficulties. I greatly appreciate Devin Lawrence taking care of this, putting us back on the air. Greatly appreciate that. Thank you, Devin. We got to get this fixed here. I'm going to be talking with Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. But we will continue on with today's show. I'm going to be reaching out right now to Rick Randall. He is the author, of course, of the book Road Trip. And I greatly appreciated him standing by, waiting to be added into the show as well. One of the things that we love to do is promote new ideas, new communication, things for people to think about, participate in. Well, one of them is his book, Road Trip. The Good Words book, Success, A to Z, Most Likely to Succeed. So we're going to be adding him into the call here right now, live on the radio. Hopefully he'll be able to answer the call. There he is. Hey, Rick, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, I apologize for the technical glitch, but my engineer, Devin Lawrence, saved the day. We're back on the air here on the radio, so greatly appreciate you coming on. What was something that you were wanting to share with the audience today as you were preparing for your discussion with us today from your book, Road Trip?
So that this is great. So I'm all over the board today. I sat down and thought, okay, what would I say? And I always want to leave a favorable impression. And so, but right off the bat, it starts with the word quiet. And so it was kind of handed to me just a few minutes ago when you said we're not going to be on the air and we got a little quiet time. So I thought, all right, let me jump to the word quiet. So people ask about the words in my book, and I said, you know, there's a lot of different words in the book, and quiet is one of them, but I call it meditation time, thinking time, imagination time. I made that word up. Imagicate means that when your dreams come true, so you imagine your success, and you imagicate success, but quiet is the time to think about it. Quiet is the glue that holds everything together. You know, did you know that your heart beats only 30% of the time? So you beat a lot. I mean, it's sometimes 60, 70, 80 beats a minute, but 30% of the time your heart is at, or 70% of the time your heart is at rest. Quiet is the space in between all the stuff, and quiet is just the calm of now. And so time for quiet, there's always an important time for quiet. And then that took me to the word zero. And zero is kind of funny because I had a sixth grade teacher. He was one of the best teachers in my life. And so quiet and zero kind of go hand in hand. Zero is the best place to start, the beginning, start here, ground up. And so I wrote this poem about Mr. Orr. He was one of the greatest teachers in my life, Mr. Orr. He was a previous Marine. We had no idea what was in store. We were only sixth graders and had so much to learn. Sometimes we drove him crazy, and to the blackboard he would turn. With the chalk he would try to draw a perfect zero on the board. He said if he did that, he'd be certifiably crazy, completely lost his gourd. Suddenly the class was quiet. We all went back to zero watching him try it. He never drew a perfect zero, but he accomplished his goal. By the time he'd finished drawing, the class was back in control. Zero is the place to return to, and occasionally you need to stay. Mr. Orr was a pretty good teacher. Zero is what he taught us that day. So we just started with zero and quiet, and now we're off and running. But, you know, I thought I would also talk about the good words concept. So, you know, of course there's bad words too. And so I thought, all right, bad words aren't allowed in your bag of words. And so I started with bad words, bored, anxiety, depression. And so boredom is for the mind that fell asleep. The cure is become genuinely interested in your life and love and living. And because there's so much to see and to learn and to do. And so when I hear young people say you're bored, I go, well, you know, first you ought to learn how to read. And I think that would be very helpful. And then the next word is anxiety. And anxiety is for those that do not understand the meaning of adventure. So the cure for anxiety is do push-ups. So my niece was in chiropractic school and we were talking and she says, I just get anxiety before the test. I go, oh, that's easy. Don't worry about that. I said, just start doing push-ups. And I said, if people ask you why you're doing push-ups, just say, well, that's the cure for test anxiety or any kind of anxiety you have. And I said, pretty soon you'll see all kinds of kids doing push-ups. You know, the most important thing is to realize that you're not the only one. We're all in this together. And then my third word, bad word, was depression. And that occurs when you forget that the world needs you. And the cure for depression in my mind is to help someone. And it's amazing how that actually helps. And I'm not a psychologist. And so, you know, I realize depression is kind of a broad spectrum of things. But my thought on that was just simply, how do you help someone and make somebody else's life better? And by doing that, that makes your life better. And so then the other thing I was thinking about yesterday when I'm riding around my tractor and mowing some grass, and I think, okay, when do you become genuinely interested in what you're doing? When do you decide that I'm going to have a good day? You know, I think you mentioned this before. It's just your life is a bit of a decision as to how it's going to go and what you're going to do. You know, and so I'm fortunate this weekend my friend Frank is coming up, and he's the one that was paralyzed 21 years ago now, and his life is very, very challenging. He has no leg function, but he has incredible leg pain, and so it's not so bad that he can't do much. I mean, it's difficult, and he's been very successful at trying to overcome, but the pain is just very uncomfortable, and it just doesn't go away. He's been everywhere to try and relieve the trainees or relieve the pain. He's had multiple different interventions, even a hernia surgery and a hemorrhoid surgery, and I mean, they're grasping at straws at this point, just trying to relieve him of his pain, and now they're at a conclusion where they really can't do much to help him. And so,
oh boy,
I'm so hopeful that we can, you know, Labor Day is when you get to walk the bridge, and so I'm so hopeful that we can get him up to Mackinac and push him, can we wheel him across the bridge or at least halfway across? It's cool how they do that now. Have you ever done that, Randy?
Turn around. Yes, absolutely, we've done it. It's great. I walked all the way across back in 2010, but now they've you walk to the apex and turn around, so you end up back at your starting point. Yeah, but Rick, on listening to your words, a couple of questions popped into my head. Is because the book, Road Trip, Good Words, you know, Most Likely to Succeed, A to Z. Basically, we do, though, unfortunately, have some bad words in our word bag, okay?
That's a
fact. And how is it that you, through your life journey, how have you been able to work diligently to remove those bad words from your word bag, and how do you suggest other people do that?
So if you just replace them with good words, it's kind of a simple solution. But here's what's interesting is that I am not all that. I read my book to help remind me. It's funny, they say that we teach best what we most need to learn ourselves, you know.
Sure.
And so it's just an awareness. You know, I think first you have to realize that God, I have a strong faith in God and God's love for me and God's love for you. And I believe that God is all and only love. And so that's the first premise to begin with, is that God is on your side, and God's not trying to throw you curveballs or make it difficult for your life. Sometimes we have to learn valuable life lessons, and a lot of it has to do with the choices that we make to begin with. It's all about cause and effect. Sometimes I think, you know, God gave us the freedom to choose and to be able to make choices and to define our life on our own. And sometimes I think God must scratch his head and go, man, why did I do that? Look at some of the human behavior. But I think it's so important that you expose yourself to just really, really good things. I just finished reading a book called In
Good.
Tune.
Hey,
with
Rick,
the
hold
infinite.
That thought.
Yep.
Yes. Hold that thought. We got music playing in my ear. Again, we're talking
with
Rick Randall. He is the author of the book Road Trip, Words for Success. Absolutely appreciate him staying on today. We're going to take a short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this week as well. Staying on through the break, Rick Randall, the author of the book Road Trip. I got a text message here from Rod. He said, Randy, could you ask Rick what his website is? I'd like to order some of the bracelets and also look at his coloring book. So I went to passthepositive.com. I clicked on accessories, and then I went down, scrolled down to the optimistic wristbands, Wear Positivity and Pass the Positive links there. But I don't see the coloring book. Where do people go for a website to get the coloring book?
So we don't have that available anymore. I've been given, we ordered 20,000 coloring books. We produced 20,000 coloring books back in 2000. So I've been given away for 25 years.
Do you have any left over?
You know, I do, as a matter of fact. And
All right, well, I'm going to text you Rod Wheeler's contact, and you can talk to him directly. And you can get his address, and he can pay with a credit card. You can take care of it that way. Rick, I always want to end the week with you on a word that people can focus on for this weekend. In Labor Day Monday, we've got a three-day weekend here, beautiful weather, blue skies, just beautiful day to walk the bridge on Monday. What's the word you'd like to leave for the folks for the weekend?
Think is the word I was going to use, but I just want to back up for a second, because you asked me how do I stay positive, how do I kind of stay in that lane, so to speak. And I think first and foremost is that you have to think about your life. You know, you have to think about what you'd like to see or what you'd like to have happen, and then you have to believe that it's possible and it's true. And so goals definitely help you do that. And so by writing goals down, I think another important word is passion, and actually developing a genuine interest for your life, and also believe that your life can be a really wonderful experience. What you believe in makes such a big difference. But, you know, take time to think about your life. That's that quiet time we talked about, you know, return to zero, but spend time in meditation time or just thinking about your life. Your success, however you want to define it, my definition for success is overcoming. So that goes in a lot of different directions. But think about your success, overcoming. It's just one thought away. So the poem that I wrote is this one. They say that we should think on paper, write down what you would like to see. It starts with a positive attitude and believing in the future and what can be. Spend a few minutes of your day thinking. Meditation time is good. Think about what is possible and believe in could. The premise that life is naturally good and should be pretty good time. It's just a matter of thinking about it, and what is possible will fall in line. And I think that a lot of times it's best to think on paper, because it kind of gets it out of your cortex, so to speak, and then you get to see it, and then there's always the story about you think about the good things, you think about what's possible. But again, what you believe in is so very, very important, and your faith is what guides and directs that. And so think is the word that I'm going to leave you with. Believe, conceive, imagine, dwell, reason, reflect, intend, purpose, create, dream. You know, you keep you pretty busy doing all that. But actually, I call it a magication time. It's a fun time to spend within your imagination playground. I think that's fun. My friend told me, she says, I take an imagination vacation. And I thought, yeah, that's a pretty good way to say it. And it's something that you should do on a regular basis. So think about your life and believe in possible. And it's going to be, you're right, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. I'm excited to walk the bridge. It's one of my favorite places in the whole wide world, is to go to Mackinac Bridge. But with that being said, I know we're wrapping things up, so I'll let you go, Randy. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope the audience is out there listening. Think about your lives. Believe in possible. Think about my buddy Frank. Pray for Frank, and realize that we should be so grateful for what we have, and when we are, then what we have tends to get even better. So have a beautiful weekend, and I sure appreciate the time on the radio. Thank you, Randy.
All right, Rick, it's the same to you, and again, amen for your friend, and hopefully you guys can get him up there to Mackinac, to the bridge walk. That would be awesome. So
I sure
thank
hope
you
so.
For everything, Rick. Okay, you have a good weekend, sir.
Will do. Bye, Randy.
Bye-bye. One of the things I wanted to end with today, and I just sent Rick Randall Rod your screenshot with your phone number, your email address, and your address, so you two hook up, and maybe he can ship you out one of those coloring books. We actually gave one to our great grandbaby, Miss Emmy. She only turned 2 this August, and our granddaughter Ashley isn't going to ever start coloring on it until she hits 3 next August, but definitely recommend it. And ask him also for the little stickers that go with the coloring book, if he still has a sheet of those. One of the things that we enjoy, that we absolutely look forward to on Fridays with Rick Randall, is talking about the positive. PassThePositive.com is the website. You can get his bracelets there, optimistic bracelets. If you would like those, I just put that into my phone as a folder. I emailed or text to Rod Wheeler the link. Optimistic bracelets, I filed it under OB. Optimistic bracelets, $11.99 plus shipping. You get a whole box of them with different sayings and different words. So text me OB, optimistic bracelets, and I'll send you the link, and you can get those as well. We absolutely want to end this week with you guys understanding that this is going to be a gorgeous weekend. We are taking Monday, Labor Day, off. We have a very special show lined up for you guys on Monday morning at 9 o'clock. It will repeat 6 o'clock on Tuesday morning. I apologize for that. But it's a very special program that Jerry Stewart has put together for heroes. Labor Day. The common man. The workers who have built this country, built our state, built the Mackinac Bridge. That hopefully Rick and his friend can go up and walk across and wheel across this Monday. It's going to be very, very important for you to understand the message on Labor Day. It's a legal holiday. We don't have to work. We are taking the day off. But I wanted to find a program that you guys could maybe listen to and appreciate. So Jerry Stewart on Monday, Labor Day. We'll be back live on Tuesday. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. We'll see you on Tuesday. Have a great Labor Day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach.